In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, the 27th of September. Glad you could be with us, everybody. To quickly review the economic events of last night at Hofstra University, they went roughly in this order like this. Jobs, China, Mexico, global trade, taxes, Mexico again, NAFTA, jobs again, taxes again, more NAFTA, debt, more jobs, and so on. Coming up in about 3 minutes, the state of manufacturing in America today, where those jobs used to be and where they are going. Dateline is going to be Rochester, New York. First, though, to the debate last night. It's a tired old phrase I'm about to use, so apologies in advance, but it does resonate. Follow the money, like the actual money, because as the two candidates started talking, currency traders started paying very close attention, a trait that makes foreign exchange markets good indicators of what people think is going to happen, the expectations game, because there is real money on the line. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Juan Carlos Alderete watched the presidential debate last night from Mexico City.
Yeah, of course. We were very focused on what was happening.
He's a currency strategist at Banorte, the third largest public bank in Mexico. He cares because a lot of Donald Trump's policy proposals would have a negative effect on Mexico's economy.
We have been receiving several calls today about what this could mean going forward, not only for the Mexican peso, but also to other local investments.
And lo and behold, the Mexican peso traded higher today, up 2.1% after falling against the dollar for months.
Hillary Clinton was the clear winner.
Financial markets, stocks, also had something to say about the debate. Sam Stovall with S&P Global Market Intelligence.
Equity markets rose in price after the debates. The market viewed the outcome of the debate to be favorable toward the Clinton camp.
That's because in this case, markets associate Clinton, who's with the incumbent party, with stability, according to Paul Christopher, global market strategist for Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
There is a history of the stock market as early as August of election year predicting the outcome.
If the S&P goes up between August and November, it's a sign the incumbent party will win. It's right 82% of the time, according to S&P's Stovall. But financial markets have a limit to their predictive power, says David Rothschild with PredictWise.
You have to realize they have to worry about a lot more things than just the election. It is a noisier indicator.
Which is why he really likes betting markets set up specifically for an election, where people basically make bets and draw in all kinds of information from get-out-the-vote funding to debate performances. PredictWise gives Clinton a 75% chance at winning. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.